that time. Govor Ganesh, he told me. He's Lavarmant. That time he told me Govor Ganesh. Govor Ganesh. Ganesh is a writer, but it is made of cow dung. A cow dung made Ganesh or the writer. Govor Ganesh. He told that such new light came, it was necessary even for me to consult them in future, afterwards. Such light came. I had got some satisfaction. Thereby, I got some satisfaction that I could appreciate those poets, which he is appreciating, that such ray does not come always. This time came, and the Prabhupada wanted to see them once more, what came. And then I could appreciate in that level of Prabhupada. That's what the mind satisfied.
What explanation, Maharaj? You don't remember what explanation?
No. I was always scattered, perplexed. Very scanty. Of course it is in Bhagavatam, but especially new things came from him at that time. That was the house of a particular man who was supposed to be initiated in a particular clan who says the Satyama. There is a section, a subsection in the religious sampradaya that they call themselves the worshipper of Satyama, Satya, truth. So Prabhupada, what is truth? You belong to a particular sampradaya who says that we are worshipper of truth. What is that truth? He took this slope from Bhagavatam. And beyond. What is truth? Your conception of truth is not sufficient. Truth is such. In this way he wanted to explain that Satyabhadam, what is the relationship with the absolute and the truth of your conception? And different ways this truth has been shown here and the relation with God. Satyabhadam, satyaparam, tisattam, satyasya jonin, hitanta shakti, satyasya satyam, ita satya netram, satyatmakam tam saranam ko. The Brahma came and told this. Who are you? And what is your relation with what is known to us as truth? Oh, you absolute truth, the so-called truth that is known to us in this world, what is your relation with that conception of truth? And that way it is dealt there. You are about truth, you are within truth. In this way, maya tatamidam shab, I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. In this way, that was shown. Your position with the so-called truth. You asked Yudhishthir to avoid the truth. Say what is false, generally. Encouraged you. Asatthamahata. You say Yudhishthir. But Yudhishthir hesitated. And in some way or other, he repeated it, not in a straight way. But some said we still have to see the hell for saying that falsehood. And Madhvacharya said because Yudhishthira could not obey Krishna, so he had to see the hell.
And Krishna stealing butter, Maharaj?
Eh?
Krishna stealing butter.
He's every... Always he is speaking lies in the novel, everywhere. What is truth? Who knows what is truth? What is his whim that is truth? Every part of him is truth and something more. What conception we have got about truth? Truth means things under regulations, rules regulation. But he is that he can create truth. Truth is such. What he wills, that is truth. Truth of truth, satyasya satya. Satyatma, in this way, his position with the truth has been represented in this variegated way. The conception of our truth and his position, how adjustment. That ghost lady not come?
Yes, Maharaj, she's been sitting down here.
Yeah?
Yes, for more than 20 minutes.
Every time you want this.
Last night, what was the suggestion of the ghost? Anything new?
Last night, nothing new. Didn't give any suggestion, didn't speak anything, no impressions.
Why she is complaining against him towards us?
Last night was nothing extraordinary.
Huh?
Last night, nothing extraordinary.
As
previously.
Yeah. Oh, does not affect him. Can he not preach? Krishna consciousness.
She says
him?
The ghost is here, sitting here. That ghost is sitting right here.
He
is sitting here.
Here?
Yes.
By her side?
By her side.
Every time
he's hearing.
So he's hearing.
He's hearing what I say.
Yes, yes.
Hearing.
Yes.
And how he receives it?
He
was angry, angry with me.
Is he angry with
me? Is he angry with me?
Yes.
No.
He's never angry.
No.
No, he never gets angry.
Never gets
angry.
Angry
with me.
He only gets angry with her.
Yeah. What he wants her to do?
Oh, he thinks I'm a stupid woman.
He obey me. What I say, obey me. That is his reaction.
He wants you to obey him. Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
And what
he tells her? He tells her that you are not an intelligent person.
Who? Michelle?
No.
She?
Yes.
She is not intelligent.
Yes, he tells her like that.
And she comes from where? England, America, or India, where? Africa?
Norway.
Norway.
Yes.
Immigrated to
England. But where did the ghost come from?
The ghost, Vrindavan.
Oh, Maharaj, she has come from Norway, but the ghost has come from Vrindavan. She met the ghost in Vrindavan.
Ghost in Vrindavan?
Yes.
What occasion?
On what occasion?
Oh, it was yatra time when he started coming around. And later
on. What yatra?
Huh?
Summer yatra.
What time of the year?
Shravan.
Where?
Shravan Mass. Yeah. Janmashtami.
Around that time. Then later on he entered my body. He was following me. It was this new energy, you know?
Maybe around.
Huh?
Maybe around festival time, at the time of the festival in Vrindavan, maybe Janmashtami, the ghost started following her, began to follow her. Then after some time, entered.
From where? Vrindavan from where? Keshi Ghat.
Where?
Keshi Ghat abode of so many Vrindavan ghostess.
I lived at Ramanreti.
Ramanreti.
I used to go to Ramanreti.
As he comes from. Yes, Bengali ghost or UP or where from? What is his type?
Oh, we asked.
Nationality?
What is nationality?
Ghost.
Previously?
He talks in Bengali or Hindi.
He speaks English?
Yeah, he speaks English and some Hindi.
Hindi
and English.
Where did the ghost ghost doctor said?
The ghost doctor said he's a beautiful person.
Huh? She consulted one ghost doctor. And that doctor in Vrindavan.
Govardhan.
In Govardhan. And that doctor said that he was a Brijavasi. The ghost was a Brijavasi.
Brijavasi. Age? His age?
His age?
He
didn't say.
Huh?
That is not known.
Not known. That's why she can't see him on the hear him. Can't see.
He's home and I can perceive him.
Some kind of perception, but not seeing perception, feeling.
What he wants her to do.
What does he want you to do?
He wants to be with people who are spiritual.
He wants her to be with people who are very spiritual.
But he drags me down instead of
not me. He wants to take her to the spiritual authority.
Yes. Yes, something like that.
Higher.
Where?
Then higher he wants her to take. Govardhana, Vrindavan, Radha Kunda, higher. Spiritual person, higher existing.
He wants to be with the devotees.
Huh? Where?
Anywhere.
He wants to be with devotees anywhere.
Wandering.
Yes.
The teacher.
Wandering.
But no,
what relation he wants to have her? Motherly affection or wife's affection?
Or
what sort of? Of a Vrindavan, Uddhava aspiring after that bhakti. We have to look things in that way. To become a grasping Vrindavan requires highest capacity of devotion. You follow? The sand, sand also on the banks of Jamuna, all person of higher status. And how we can pass over that? How? Only for service. A servant can go on the bed of the king for service. A priest can go on the throne of the Lord, if necessary, for dressing the Lord. But all worshipable, venerable, and superior stuff to consider. Gan Sunna Bhakti. The child kicking the mother. When child is small on the lap of the mother, he is kicking in affection. Mother feels joy. So the atmosphere of affection, love, is very noble and high, and also harmonizing. affection. Affection. The basis is service. Service tendency goes to affection, develops into affection, love, no consideration of high and low. The Absolute is carrying the shoe of the of Nanda Maharaj, inconceivable. Through affection it is possible. Most astounding process of realization. Devotion is such. Bhakti Krishna called Shri Chasa, the last result of affection, that is devotion, is forcibly attract Krishna. Krishagni Shubhada Mukshavagada Bhakti, devotion, develops in this way. Krishagni, all the troubles finished. First stage, Shubhada, all welfare comes. Moksha Lokita Krit. A devotee can conceive that moksha, mere liberation, is nothing. Positive gain is necessary. Mere liberation has got no value. Moksha Lokita Krit. Sudur Lava, still, even neglecting liberation, it has to go high. A long path. Lokita Sudur Lava. Sandhavananda Vishishatma, some automatic, automatic, some spontaneous feeling of joy within, inexplicable. Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa, and her last gift is to draw Krishna towards him, the autocrat, absolute, to draw him towards. This is the gift of devotion. Devotion will be such that, and its basis unit is self-surrendering. Surrendering for the cause has got so much power. However high may be attracted by affection, not in any other way. Heart giving, to give, to offer sincere offering of his own self, of the finite can draw the infinite towards him. Hearty attraction, hearty surrender can attract the infinite for the finite. Wonderful, yoga maya. So bhakti is wonderful, devotion. Self-surrender is the basis and the progress. Deeper. From deep to deeper reality, only death, dynamic death. Devotion is dynamic death. Dying, still dying. In the process of this selfish death, in a dynamic character, no end. And it comes from Radharani. She is the center. Bhakta-gane-sugrita-dharini-karan. The potency, the negative side. The negative is the center, that power that controls the whole negative side. It comes from there. It is her shadow. He's commanding the whole serving aspect of the Lord in full. It's wonderful. Representing the whole negative side, attracting the positive. Proton and a neutron. Now what is that? Proton and a neutron. Two aspects of things. Purush or Prakriti. Prakriti and the Purush. The nature and the substance. Gold, holy 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 gold. Heart giving improvement, Atmani Vedam, to throw one's own self into the infinite and the character of the infinite, that center carrying current to catch. To catch the center carrying current, the Yoga Maya. And so many units are also being carried towards the center. We have their company, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu means those that are being carried by the center carrying current. Marching towards center. Hari, gold, holy, gold. Nidai, 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 nidai. Love divine. Ruchi. The unity's taste, not to master anything knowledge, to master anything and everything within, the fist to get knowledge, tendency to get everything within his fist. First duty is to know, to appreciate its home, own side, intuitive power, to understand the home, the atmosphere of affection. I understand one aspect, here another aspect. Harsh duty, harsh function is to feel and know who is my own similar home, to understand the home. Brain cannot understand the home. Sweet heart, sweet brain, no such expression.
No.
had a burning brain. But heart, sweet heart. Like a flame, brain, like a flame, fire. Heart is soothing.
Is all.
Mahaprabhu gave recognition of the heart in Bhagavatam of, ontology of the heart. Superior position. We live there, the comfort, the happiness in the heart, not in the knowledge. Nahi Gyanendra Sarisang Pavitam Him Vedata in comparative with energy. Brain is superior. Select how to guide energy, what energy is useful, what is not useful. It's the master of the matter. But heart is the master of life. Superior to knowledge and energy. Karma gyan. And the yoga gives us mystic power. That is also a sort of Lord Shiva, what this means. Nature, material nature, in subtle form, are all dismissed. Gyani prayasa mudabhasi namante va jivante sankarita. Giving up everything exclusively, devoted to the association of the sadhu and the very eager to hear about his Lord of heart. Where is my heart? Where is my Lord? My master? There is my heart. And where is heart? I am there. Where is brain? I may not be there. Where is energy? I may not be there. But where is heart? I am there. The heart is the all-important thing in us. And heart's transaction is devotion. It is noble, it can give itself. And it can have also interior charge of such things. Heart can conquer heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
And Maharaj, heart is the center of eruption also.
Center of the?
Eruption.
Huh?
Eruption.
Eruption?
Yes.
Eruption.
As the volcano will erupt from there. The volcano will erupt from there.
Eruption. And not the head.
Not the head,
not the head of the hill. Produce eruption. But the heart.
The head will produce corruption.
Here is our Bhagavad Bhushan. Puri Maharaj is always silent.
He says he has many questions.
Many questions.
Yes, too many. Too many questions.
Too many questions. And watching without making question is only watching, trying to get solution from the atmosphere of Dharma. Dharma is living. Let me see how living, either without asking, she may fulfill my hunger. Expectant attitude to read and gather. But we are told kirtan is more effective, more earning. Whatever small I have got to give it to others, that is the dynamic character, transaction, to get and to distribute. That is rolling business. A rolling business is kirtan. Whatever small I have got to give delivery to that and more, imbibe more, and then more. Kirtan is rolling business. The small capital, when it is in, it is utilized in rolling, it may work for many, more capital. Coming, going. So Mahaprabhu recommended kirtan. Make you empty, give up, and you will have the nature will supply. Sapas no bhakwa. Krishna, 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 Krishna. More you give, more you have. Dayadhar understands the rolling business.
Quite
is
well.
It? Huh. Two sides. Going here, there, take something from this, and again when comes, take something from there.
Properly adjusted.
Huh?
He's properly adjusted.
And also, very intensified character. How should they took him to me?
Yeah.
That is, I can't control him, a man of his position. I'm giving him to you. With this attitude, how should it came? And took dialogue to me. I don't think that I am qualified to control him. So I offer him to you. These were his words. Today is Sita Navami, day after tomorrow is Lalita Saptami, and the day after is Radha Ashtami. Once I heard direct from the lips of Prabhupada, the best day of the year, Radha Ashtami. We consider Radha Ashtami to be the best day of the whole year. In the infinite, rolling infinite, that day is considered to be the best for us, most auspicious, and most useful, most liberal, most benevolent, beautiful, everything. I was fortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur na ho to kamon hoi to kamone dhari tamade. Prem rasa shima radha ra mohima jagate jana toki. Who would come here to inform us? The most noble position of Radha Rani to the world. Heart giving to the absolute heart giving is there. How one can surrender is to the most, the best, highest capacity. Surrender in the highest capacity, highest standard. She represents. That is the characteristic of the negative. Hardness to surrender to the positive. And the harsh to the. And ecstasy, satisfaction in giving. Satisfaction in taking and satisfaction in giving. Satisfaction in giving is of higher order, purer order. And that is in acme there. So what should be our attitude toward that center of sacrifice? The greatest power. And the Gauranga came and make it known to the public. Our Dr. Dinesh told that so long the Shoti, Savitri, Damayanti, Draupadi, all these lady character was very much appreciated and considered to be the noblest. But when Radharani's character entered through the Brahma Vaivarta Puran into the literature, all became prayed. The character of Radharani entered through the Puran into our literature. All other ideals of the ladies, so high, considered here, all became paid. Gauranga pointed out the highest acme in our noble aspiration is there in Sri Radhika. So much sacrifice has never been conceived in the world, anywhere. Not only 24 hours engagement, but the degree, the intensity of self-giving. Not only quantity, but quality, both quantity and quality, in its fullest position is there. Gauranga Devi told. And he himself, Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, he knows that very well. Krishna knows Radharani very well. So much so that he himself attracted to taste the mood of Radharani and became Mahaprabhu. What is in heart that charming me? I am told to be center of all the ecstasy. Ahira Rasamita Murti, I am told. But how to taste me? How should I know myself? Only Radharani knows me best. So, in hard mood I am to test myself, what am I? What am I? And at the same time, what is hard mood? What is that thing, that element? Uh, আছে মনের মহিমা কীদৃশু বা নহিবা সাধ্য যে নাথ ভুজ মধুরিমা কীদৃশু বা মদীয় সৌক্ষণ চাষিয়া মধুনুভবত কীদৃশ লোভ তদ্ভাবাজ্য সমজনী শচী গর্ভ সিন্ধু হরিন্দু কৃষ্ণ কেন প্রতিদেবী থ্রিফোল্ড আইডিয়াস টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হিম হু ইজ হি অ্যান্ড টু হুম হি ইজ দি হাইয়েস্ট হিজ ওয়ার্থ হিজ ভ্যালু হিজ ভ্যালু বিকামস এক্সট্রিম হোয়ার অ্যান্ড হোয়াট মার্কেট and how the pleasure, the income, the love, business,
profit.
And what is the profit of those that come to exploit me? I am also can be exploited. I am at their hands. Krishna tried to maintain his own position, but he could do it everywhere, only he could not manage himself before Radharani. As Radharani wanted, he is forced to be in the same condition. Such is the power. Controlling the absolute will. Our free will, I can do anything, everything. But there is some such thing which can control my free will and to attract, can compel me to follow him, to follow that idea. Asatantra ivaddhija, though I am absolute, but my devotees have become the doll of, in the hand of the, a prey doll in their hand. There is such power. Apparently that is very, they are all underlings. They all come to serve us, but become masters. The servants become masters. The service may be so high that the servant become master of the master. It is possible. Such is devotion, bhakti. Sita Devi is called as Yoga Maya, Advaita Patti, Mahavishnu Advaita. And his potency is Yoga Maya, part of Yoga Maya. Jalnavadi is Yoga Maya. The Yoga Maya or the beginners. Advaita Prabhu, Sita Devi, they are the necessity of the beginners. Then in higher plane, Nityananda Prabhu, Jahnavada comes to our help. Then Gadadhar Pandit.